Welcome to the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley, psychology student and international best-selling psychology author of over 30 psychology books, bringing you the latest psychology news, fascinating psychology topics and more each week. If you want to learn more, then please check out connorwhiteley.net/books. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the YouTube video or follow on your favourite podcast app. And here's the show. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 238 of the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley. And today's episode is on what's the neuroscience behind difficulty using they-them pronouns and how to overcome it. So the reason why I actually wanted to do today's episode is because the week that this site comes out is still with Transgender Awareness Week, and I wanted to do like my part in this one. I think this is actually really, really fun because I can see this a lot in my own life. Well, I can understand a lot of the neuroscience behind it. And to be honest, this is a sort of like myth-busting episode aimed at basically debunking one of the biggest myths about trans people. The like idea that if you get something wrong innocently, then they're going to shout, scream and moan at you. Which is a complete and utter rubbish, because I know tons of trans people and to be honest, as I mentioned in like today's episode, I've made tons of very innocent mistakes and I'm learning. Still though, and I've never been moaned at. People have like corrected me, but because they know I make these mistakes quite innocently, like they never moan at me properly, like, oh, but they never get angry with me though. So this is just one of the myths that I wanted to bust in today's episode. And this is just a really, really fun like episode that's brought to life with a lot of my own personal stories. And a lot of my own personal experiences though, but you're definitely going to enjoy today's episode. And because this is an in-between episode, there's not going to be a personal update or a psychology news section. And as always, I always love to hear your thoughts and feelings on today's episode. So you can always email me, connorwhiteley@connorwhiteley.net. You can always leave a comment at the show notes at connorwhiteley.net/podcast. And you can always tweet me on Twitter. At Sci-Fi Whiteley, I always love to hear from all of you because it really helps make the podcast feel more like a conversation. And today's episode has been sponsored by Cognitive Psychology, a guide to neuropsychology, cognitive psychology, and neuroscience. So this is a really good sponsor for today's episode. Because of this really detailed book, actually it goes into tons of depth about neuroscience and different cognitive processes. For example, how does memory work? How does the thinking biases work? And how do we think? But it also focuses on like vision, attention, and so many more great topics that I actually had a lot of fun like doing though, because I really have come to realise that as much as I used to say that I'm not interested in cognitive psychology, and to be honest, I still pretend I'm not. I actually enjoy cognitive psychology a lot more than I want to admit, because a lot of these biases, a lot of these fallacies, we can actually see in our real life, and it is really interesting to like learn about. So if you actually want to learn in a lot more depth about the different things that we talk about in today's episode, and a lot more, in a great, really easy to understand way, yeah, that will actually make you enjoy learning about this topic, then definitely check out Cognitive Psychology, a guide to neuropsychology, neuroscience, and cognitive psychology, available with all major ebook retailers, and you can order the paperback and the hardback version from Amazon, your local bookstore, or local library if you request it. And whilst buying books helps to support the editing and the creation of the podcast, my time is sponsored by my wonderful patrons. So a massive thank you to my patrons, because your support shows that you like the show and you want it to continue. And if you want to become a patron and to get tons of great rewards, then you can at patreon.com/psychologyworldpodcast. So let's move on to the content part of today's episode. So moving on to the content part of today's episode. So we're going to be talking about what's the neuroscience behind the difficulty of using they, them pronouns and how to overcome it. This is a great episode that I really enjoyed and I think that this contains a lot of really useful information. So let's dive into it. Busting a transgender myth immediately. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to buff a myth up front because there is a very right-wing myth in our society that if you get a person's pronouns wrong, then they are going to shout, scream and berate you. I've heard that myth tons of times and it is funny because it's just not true. Because in my experience, if you get them wrong, then the person will simply correct you and then you try again and you remember it. Then, if you make a mistake again, then apologise. And to be honest, as long as you're trying to put the effort in, and I think effort is such a strong word because after a while you just don't notice it. And as long as you aren't purposefully misgendering them, then they're going to be okay. The amount of times I've misgendered my non-binary friends by accident, that is bad on my part. But I apologise. I try and I'm getting a lot better than I used to be them. Now, it's very rare that I actually misgender one of them, but because the other non-binary friend is a lot newer, I'm very much still learning about that person. But they don't get annoyed with me because that annoyance is a myth, unless you're being horrible on purpose. Why am I talking about they then pronouns on a psychology podcast? Quickly, before we dive into the main topic of today's episode, I want to stress that this is the perfect topic for a psychology podcast, since they then pronouns are a part of human language and language development. So this pulls on a lot of concepts from developmental psychology. Also, in today's episode, we talk about the brain and other concepts from biological psychology and neuropsychology, as well as we discuss gender identity, which is another topic from developmental psychology. Therefore, this is a great and really interesting podcast episode that draws on a lot of psychological knowledge. Then lastly, after this quick section, there is a chance that as a current or future clinical psychologist, you will meet a transgender person in your therapy room at some point. So knowing about the importance of pronouns and the different challenges other people could have could be important for the therapeutic work and making sure that your therapy room is in an affirming space for the client. Why using they, them pronouns are challenging for some people, according to neuroscience. So in a moment, I'll explain the importance of pronouns because they often get missed when these topics are covered. But let's just say up front about this. Some people will never use they, them pronouns because these are people who want to use incorrect pronouns as a sign of disrespect or hostility. For the sake of this podcast episode, I am not talking about these people because considering all the problems in the world, if you want to put your energy into fighting and hating and berating transgender people by refusing to simply change what you refer to them as, then I'm not interested in those people. Because I would rather humanity put their effort and hate towards more productive and useful things that are actual problems. For example, serving climate change and holding governments to account for their lack of climate action. Anyway, there are other reasons why people might find using they, them pronouns difficult. That has nothing to do with hate or disrespect. Since there are reasons related to cultural neuroscience, because the human brain across the world has been socially categorized to put people into one of two groups, male or female. For a lot of people, these two categories have become an ingrained thought pattern And in cognitive psychology, we know that these are called schemas. The problem with schemas is that schemas are difficult to change the longer they're ingrained in our cognitive patterns. This is one of the reasons why it's difficult for some people to use they-them pronouns, because it goes against their schemas. Though schemas can definitely be overcome. Why are pronouns important? Just because I feel like this topic gets missed a lot whenever pronouns are discussed, I want to, explain why pronouns are important. One thing that has surprised me since I've started to talk about my non-binary friends a lot more when I'm not with them is how much you actually use pronouns in everyday language, since I'm surprised by the amount of times that I've had to slow down in the past just so I could change the pronoun in a sentence from he to they and respect and acceptance for my friends. As a result, it shouldn't be a surprise that pronouns are a critical part of our communication as well as human language. Due to, in our culture, pronouns facilitate communication, they reflect everyone's gender identity, and they affirm everyone's sense of self. Also, from a social cultural lens, we have learned and always should respect and support other people's identities. And I'll finish this smaller section by mentioning that using a transgender person's correct pronouns is about affirming them, and research shows that when a transgender person lives in an affirming environment, then the chance of them committing suicide is a lot less. What are the cultural neuroscience challenges of people using they-them pronouns? I mentioned earlier that there are some biological and social reasons that can help to explain why some people find they-them pronouns difficult to use, but these can be overcome. One such explanation is that humans learn traditional grammar rules at a very early age, and these grammar rules tend to associate they-them pronouns with plurals. This is something that my family strongly associates them with, to the point where they will often get confused when I talk about my non-binary friend, but they're learning. As a result, our brains might not be accustomed or used to using they-them pronouns to refer to a single person. Then this socialization has an impact on our neural processing, as this refer to a single person is unfamiliar to us, so some people get confused, hesitant, or get anxious when attempting to use this unfamiliar language in a communication. Personally, I can definitely see this in my own family, because me and my mum were talking the other night about this, and she lacks the confidence to use they-them pronouns, or she doesn't understand the language. She gets confused, and I think she might be anxious, but she's definitely learning, and she's actually really good though, because a few weeks ago, because we were talking about my friend, and she was saying they are quite a lot. So given a little practice, you are going to learn this relatively easily. Furthermore, the older a person is, the harder this learning of this new language becomes, because of our neuroplasticity, the ability of our brain to change in response to new stimuli, decreases with age. So this makes it harder for our brain to learn a new language. Matteo's Aparicino and all 2019. If we connect this to they-them pronouns, then an older person shifting from gendered pronouns to gender-neutral ones does require a mental shift and changes in our language habits. Overall, it does take time and practice to change these language patterns, but this difficulty cannot be overcome with practice and openness. And that's what I mean about the myth surrounding using the wrong pronouns. If you are willing and friendly to try and use the right pronouns, then no one will moan at you. And if you make an honest mistake, which 99% of the mistakes are, then no one will care that you made a mistake, as long as you don't do it every single time. How to overcome social cultural stigma and a persistence using they-them pronouns. Even within psychology, not a lot of people, myself included before recently, think about how our social norms and social expectations reinforce our use of a gender binary in a communication. So it is perfectly reasonable whether some people might feel uncomfortable or be rather resistant using they-them pronouns because they don't want to experience backlash from other cisgender people or judgment. As a result, to overcome this resistance and the stigma, this requires effort and approaching this with an open mind. Now I'm going to share with you three tips to help you do this. Firstly, one of the compromises me and my parents have come up with, because both of them get confused when I refer to my friend as they, is that I try to use their name instead of the pronoun. And this is useful because it means I'm able to still respect my friend while slowly exposing my parents to their pronouns so that they can learn over time. Secondly, be open to making mistakes because that will reduce some of the anxiety you might have about making a mistake. Thirdly, there are plenty of great online resources to familiarise yourself with gender-neutral language, and practice is a great way to reinforce new habits, and this will make the words feel a lot more natural in your brain over time, and I promise you that practice does make it perfect. Conclusion. On the whole, I won't lie, referring to a single non-binary person using they-them pronouns might be difficult at first, because it is unfamiliar to us. There is societal resistance, our neuroplasticity decreases with age, and our language habits play a role too. Yet none of these are egg excuses not to use they-them pronouns when you meet a non-binary person, because if you educate yourself, which you've been doing by listening to this podcast episode, you practice and you approach it with openness, then it is very, very possible to overcome these difficulties that ultimately stem from concerns as well as anxieties about making a mistake. A mistake that no transgender person will judge you for if it is an honest mistake, which, come on, if you've gotten to the end of this podcast episode, then I'm 99% sure that is exactly what your mistake will be. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode and you got something out of it. So this was the first of the two blog posts that I actually wrote up, which is why there are a lot fewer personal experiences than I actually thought, though. Okay, no, but this is a good episode. I enjoyed writing about it, and I also enjoyed learning about it, because it's always interesting to see how does our society, how do our brains, how do our cognitive processes impact our behaviour. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if you know anyone else who would enjoy today's episode, then please share it with them. I'm always really grateful when you wonderful people help spread the word about the podcast. And if you want to learn more, definitely check out cognitive psychology, neuropsychology, cognitive psychology, and neuroscience, available in all the usual places. And if you want to become a patron of the show, then definitely check out patreon.com/psychologyworldpodcast. So have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. Please remember to like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow the podcast on your favourite podcast app. And if you wanted to learn more, then please check out the backlist of the podcast episodes or my books at conwhiteley.net. So have a great day and I'll see you next time.